Good morning. Micah chapter 6, verse 6 and 8. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the Most High God? He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. So how will you come before the Most High God? Will it be with an excuse? Well, I didn't set out to do this. A man by the name of Roger Deer said that to the animal control officers, they'd come to his house and removed 1,300 pet rats. I didn't set out to do this. You know, I just started with one pet rat. I found out she was pregnant and everything multiplied from there. Are you going to stand before God and say, I didn't set out to have sin control and run my life? You know, I just had this little pet sin. I kept it hidden away in a corner. But then it spread out from there and took over. Are you going to try and argue with God? I didn't set out to do this because I didn't want sin to rule my life. I didn't set out to destroy my faith and drive the Holy Spirit away. I didn't set out to be lazy and incompetent about listening and understanding your word. You know, if we're honest, when we look at our life, we have to recognize that all too often, we end up where we did not set out to go. What a contrast, and what a delight to turn to the gospel accounts and see how Jesus always ended up where he set out to go. And he set out to go there in order to save you and me. Think of a few of the verses when we're told that Jesus set his face to go to Jerusalem. When he says, for this purpose I came into the world, to destroy the devil, the works of the devil. When Jesus says, I came to fulfill all righteousness. That resolve of Jesus to save you creates and renews within our hearts a resolve to live in thankful love to Him. A resolve that is reflected then in our text when it says to us, verse 8, what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? And yet as we hear those words, it may sound to us like they're just turning our attention back to ourselves. My works and my doing as the way to earn salvation. My doing something to bring social justice to this world as the purpose and goal of my life. And yet, these words demonstrate that any thought that I deserve something from God is nothing but arrogant pride. It is not doing justly. It is not walking humbly with our God. This verse is the evidence of our guilt when we bow before the Most High God. So how can it create and renew that resolve to live in thankful love? By reminding us of our need to look up to Jesus. to look up in thankful love for Him. So we want to follow this pattern of God's Word to glorify Him. But there is another way. For there's an interesting point in our text that also lifts our eyes up to that saving righteousness of Christ. The word that's translated justly in our text, do justly, is a word that in the Old Testament very often refers to the gospel justice. You might wonder then, well, how can we do gospel justice? In the very way that the Father says to you in John 6, this is my will that you believe on Him whom I have sent. Doing gospel justice is believing on Jesus. By the gift and power of the Holy Spirit, holding on to that gospel justice that declares Jesus has died for your sins. He has been raised for your justification. Doing gospel justice is believing that Jesus is the only one who can stand before the Most High God and say, with all humility, "Dear Father, I have done justly. I have loved mercy, and I have walked humbly with you. And I have done it for all these people here, for all the world." And the Father Himself has looked on that righteousness of Christ and declared you righteous in Him. Doing the gospel justice means that in Christ Jesus you are the holy, perfect children of God. That in Christ you have done justly, you have loved mercy, you have walked humbly with your God. And so this gospel justice indeed creates, renews, sustains that resolve to live in thankful love to Christ so that we hold this gospel justice in our heart. And our life is a doxology of love to His mercy. For I am an ungodly sinner. But Jesus loved me, loved you so much that He stretched out His arms and died for you and me. Doing gospel justice is holding this treasure in our heart so that in thankful love for Jesus, our life is a striving to be a witness, evidence. Yes, our life itself is a very feeble and weak one. But nevertheless, a striving to be that evidence that yes, in thankful love for Jesus, we are striving to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. You don't want to bow before the Most High God and say, "I didn't set out to do this." So hold that gospel justice in your hearts, for Jesus paid for it for you with His own blood and righteousness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 371, stanzas 1 and 4.
Thank you. Amen.